While Jack and Mojo were exploring a cave, they came upon a slumbering, fire-snorting dragon.
Ow! It's the dragon! Holy smokes! Feet, don't fail me now!
The two escaped, but not without having their backsides scorched as they hightailed out of the cave and into the night. It's now after midnight. We find the two walking back to the mansion and discussing their narrow escape.
I don't get it. There aren't supposed to be dragons in Inverness. Not anymore.
You go back and tell that dragon that.
Oh, no. Let him go back to sleep.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, not anymore?
Well, once, a long time ago, Dr. Missoula conjured up a dragon.
Conjured up from where?
Well, who knows? All I know is he got rid of it.
What did he do? Take it to the pound?
No. He sent it back where it came from.
Then why is it back here?
No, Joe, it's not the same dragon. This one is smaller.
Smaller?
Well, who else could conjure a dragon?
Did Missoula have an apprentice?
Yeah, like the alchemist's apprentice?
Sure.
Well, no, not that I know of.
I got the feeling that old dragon breath back there wasn't just catching a few Z's.
What do you mean?
That dragon is a watchdog.
So you think it's guarding something?
Dragons are always guarding something.
Dr. Missoula had a secret lab in the center of the mountain. That cave was one of the entrances.
One of the entrances?
The only other one I know had a steel door. It was always bolted from the other side.
Then how did you get in?
Little Frida. She could mentally pick all the locks in Inverness.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Jack!
Don't say anything about the dragon to Lady Pompon.
Jack, please do something about that soprano from hell.
All right, I'll go talk to the Madama.
You will not find the diva in your aunt's quarters.
Well, where is she?
In the walls.
What was that?
Chief, what happened? Your backside appears to be singed.
I got too close to the barbecue.
You almost were the barbecue.
Oh, your poor head feathers have been burnt to a crisp.
Lady Pompon, how did the diva get in the walls?
How should I know?
Maybe she leaned against one of those sliding panels?
All I know is that diva is mercilessly exercising her lungs while her resonance is reverberating throughout these walls and no one can get any sleep whatsoever.
We got a diva in the walls?
Yeah, it sure sounds that way.
Will you please go in there and drag her out?
I'll try, but it's like a maze in there. There's corridors and dead ends and all kinds of passageways that lead nowhere. Come on, Chief.
And so Jack and Mojo enter the walls of Inverness in search of the great diva.
I keep hearing her, but where is she coming from?
We have been trying to track her down for at least an hour now.
I think she's on the floor above us.
Yeah, and 20 minutes ago she was below us.
Then how did she get up there?
I don't know. I'm tired. Eventually she'll quit or die.
She still sounds pretty strong to me.
Can you get that infernal woman out of the walls?
We can't find her.
Then here, look in the yellow pages.
For what?
An exterminator.
what should I look under? Pest control?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Here's one. A1 Pest Control, specializing in termites, fleas, roaches, rodents, and sopranos.
That diva is still in there screeching away.
Well, she'll get hungry eventually.
What do divas eat?
They've been known to eat an entire chorus.
Very amusing. But we are not amused.
Do you know the difference between a pit bull and a soprano?
I have no idea.
So what is the difference between a soprano and a pit bull?
One wears lipstick.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
What's so funny?
Oh, just diva drivel.
I can't get to sleep.
Well, she'll come out when she's hungry. Well,
Wham Bam said she ate enough for a month.
Uh-oh.
And that's not counting her driver.
Her driver?
He's missing.
Do you think she ate him?
what are we talking about here? The cannibal soprano?
I think she's just enjoying the sound of her voice.
Yeah, it's a natural echo chamber.
Eventually, she'll want to take a bath.
Not necessarily.
Well, can't we use tear gas?
Oh, no.
But won't tear gas seep into the rest of the house?
Well, we don't want her to die in there.
We don't?
Oh, wait a minute. Shh. Everybody, shh. I think she's getting closer.
She is inside this very wall.
Sounds like she's passing by.
Madama, please come out.
I don't think she heard you.
Hey, you, Diva, get out of there.
That got her.
Aha! Good work, Madam Trunk Nose.
Thank you, Lady Bum Bum.
I hope we didn't hurt her feelings.
What?
Madama, we meant no disrespect. Now, will you please come?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she thought it was a request.
You mean an encore?
She's been known to take 15 encores.
That'll keep her going till noon.
Do divas sleep during the day and sing all night?
This may go on for days, Evie.
Or weeks, thanks to you, Poodles.
I'm sorry.
Oh, look. If no one applauds, maybe she'll stop. One day.
I say call the exterminator.
Look, the last thing we need is a soprano's ghost haunting this place.
I need extra pillows.
To suffocate her.
No, to put over my head so I can sleep.
You know, wait. It sounds like she's moved on to the back of the house.
She's like a boom boom box with little feet.
Her feet ain't so little.
Well, perhaps I can catch some sleep before she orbits around again. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Maybe she'll get thirsty.
No, we carried up a whole case of bottled water.
Maybe she'll run out of arias?
She's Italian.
You're right. Good night.
Good night, Evie.
See you in the morning.
Good night, Mojo.
And so the lights finally go out in the old mansion atop the hill. Strange sounds continue to warble out of the woodwork, the cupboards, and the chimneys. The frightened bats flatten down their ears and squeak, while the frantic squirrels scurry about as though looking for a lost nut.
He that knows little often repeats it.
It's getting light as Jack Flanders finally drags himself off to bed. Outside, the birds are beginning to sing, and even though he's dead tired, he's still wide awake. Jack lays across his bed, still fully clothed. There's a faint smile on his face.
You know, with all the craziness that's been going on, still, my life is pretty good. I'm strangely happy here. Maybe it's because I've returned to where it all began. I feel like I'm home.
He closes his eyes and slowly slips within that in-between state. When you could swear you're awake, but you're not. He's walking through the woods, down a path headed for the mask maker's cottage. But as the woods become darker, and the path becomes a bit soggy...
I remember these woods. And this is not where I want to be.
He turns around, but the path has vanished. He's standing within a vast swamp.
Uh-oh.
In the glowing darkness, he can see hundreds of little eyes watching him.
Well, now the only question is, which way do I run?
Jack.
Little Frida? Where are you?
I'm caught.
Caught in what?
In the illusion.
What? It was just another dream. Oh!
(clears
music again. Oh my God. Now I understand. Little Frida is somewhere in the fourth tower, and she needs my help. I gotta wake Mojo and tell him that... No, I don't have time. As soon as that music ends, the fourth tower will disappear, and I don't know when it'll reappear. I've got to go in there now.
Jack hops off the bed, ducks beneath the stuffed giraffe's neck, and dashes out the door, and then stops.
No, wait, the humidor.
He runs back into the room, grabs up a handful of Cuban cigars, and dashes down the hall, down the winding staircase, across the parlor, the study, and the library. He flings open the cellar door, he dives down the steps, sprints across the cellar, ducking beneath most of the cobwebs, and slides to a stop before a mirror door. He yanks it open, and then leaps headlong through the oval mirror and into the fourth tower of Inverness.
I'll be darned. Someone has put that aluminum extension ladder back across the space. I wonder who. Well, the music is about to end. There's no time to muse.
Jack scampers across the wobbly ladder and up the winding stairs inside the tower. Up he goes, past torches that look as though they've been burning for centuries. Finally, he comes upon the first door. He stops.
No. The music isn't coming from here.
Onward he climbs. He stops before the second door.
Nope, darn it, not here.
Up and up he climbs. He stops before the third door.
Nothing.
Further up he climbs, but before he can reach the fourth door, the music ends.
Now I don't know where it was coming from.
And so, a dejected Jack slowly returns back down the steps. But when he passes the second door...
Jack!
Little Frida?
Help me!
It's definitely coming from behind this door.
He pulls open the heavy oak door. And steps right into... foul, brackish, stinky swamp water.
Yeah.
As he stands there, knee-deep in the brackish water... he hears someone approaching. He looks up. There's an old ferryman pulling a raft. He glides up to Jack.
Well, this is convenient. Maybe a little too convenient.
The old ferryman gestures for Jack to climb aboard. Jack hesitates for just a moment, and then pulls himself up onto the raft. The ferryman takes up his pole and they head off through the murky waters of this vast and rather smelly swamp. Here and there, little beady eyes appear and disappear.
Those beady eyes aren't even attached to bodies. They're just eyeballs floating about, following me.
As they continue gliding between the moss that droops down from the gnarled branches above, the eyeballs become more numerous until they're like thousands of fireflies flitting through this endless swamp.
So, Mr. Ferryman, where are we going?
The ferryman raises his arms and points ahead. As he does, a glow appears in the distance. It's the light of the sun.
Well, that's a welcome sight, I hope.
The darkness appears to part, the eyes blink and vanish, and there before Jack, is a strange sight indeed.
It's a palace? In the swamp?
The ferryman glides up to the steps, and Jack realizes this is the end of his little voyage.
Look, don't go too far, all right?
The ferryman nods. Jack steps off the raft. He looks up at the palace that looms above him, and for a moment... he stands there, wondering.
What have I gotten into this time?